Case number 10,001, CMF Bayside LLC, north of Lakeview Drive, 450 feet east of Americana Parkway, being Lot 3 within Americana Bayside, MR, RPC. A special use exception to place a manufactured home type structure for a golf clubhouse and pro shop and restrooms.
If you would both state your names and addresses for the record, please.
My name is James Woolley Jr., George Miles and Buer LLC, 206 West Main Street, Salisbury, Maryland, 21801.
Douglas Brown, 6 Wigan Court, Rehoboth Beach, 19971.
Okay. Gentlemen, do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give to the truth, all truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. Okay. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I have a couple exhibits we'll pass out. Jim Willey with George Miles and Buer. I'm the engineer for Carl M. Freeman Communities, CMF Bayside LLC, the developer of this project. And I'm passing out some exhibits. Basically, the exhibit is the picture on the front, which is the existing temporary clubhouse. We received from the board special use exception number 8998 on March 21st, 2005. For the temporary golf clubhouse to be located on parcel 3601, which is part of the Bayside Resort Golf Course, which is operated by Sussex Sports and Amenities, which is also a Freeman Communities company. What we'd like to do at this time is relocate the temporary facilities. In particular, we're getting ready to build the permanent clubhouse. Freeman has hired an architect who is in process on the working drawings for the permanent clubhouse, and we are planning to deliver a preliminary site plan application to Planning and Zoning Commission hopefully by the end of the year, if not definitely by the end of January of 08. And then we will follow up with the, if that preliminary site plan is approved, we'll do the permitting process and hopefully begin construction on the permanent clubhouse in May or June of 08. So the permanent clubhouse is going to be located in the approximate area where the temporary facilities are located now. So during the next several months, during the off season, we'd like to relocate the temporary golf clubhouse and the other temporary structure that's there now, which is the Oasis Grill, will be used for storage until the construction starts on the new building and permanent building, and then it will be removed. So we applied for a special use exception under section 115-32 of the code. We'd like to request a special use exception for a period not to exceed 5 years, even though I've just testified that we don't plan to use it for 5 years. I would also note for the record that the previous special use exception contained a contingency that said for 5 years or 6 months after a certificate of occupancy is issued for the permanent facility. And my client is still okay with that contingency. Should you wish to include that in your motion? Try not to take too much time tonight, but the burden of proof is on us to justify that there's no negative effect on the surrounding properties. So I'd just like to point out that the adjoining properties on all sides of Lot 3 are within the Americana Bayside RPC, and they will not be affected negatively by a special use exception. The majority of the adjoining properties, particularly to the north and to the west, our town center properties, which are still under ownership by CMF Bayside LLC, and they are awaiting development. All of this is within the final site plan for Phase 1B of Americana Bayside, which has been approved by the Planning Commission and recorded in the land records of Sussex County. The Freeman Company has substantial capital invested in the existing golf course. They seek to enhance this investment through the construction of the permanent clubhouse. To prepare for the construction of the permanent clubhouse, it's necessary to relocate the existing temporary golf clubhouse at this time. The existing temporary golf clubhouse has been in use since July 2005. I will note that I made a mistake in the letter. I said 2006, but I apologize for that. And then I believe that the temporary golf clubhouse will be an attractive complement to the surrounding development. Hopefully, from the picture on the exhibit I handed out, you can see that Freeman provides extensive landscaping and upkeep on the deck and the facades of these temporary buildings. In fact, most people probably don't even know that they are mobile home type structures. And finally, the relocated temporary golf clubhouse, if we relocate it to lot 3, we'll be able to use the existing parking lot contained on that parcel, which has been approved through the final site plan process as a parking bay for town center. And I believe that the zoning code of Sussex County empowers your board to grant this particular special use, so we'd like to request your favorable consideration.
All right, sir. Okay, very well. Excuse me, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Whitlam? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Miller? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, do I have to go down there and play that course and then take a look at the per your instructions?
Yeah. hearing no opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10,001, an special use exception for a period of 5 years.
Okay.
I think it will substantially affect adversely the use of adjacent neighboring properties.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 10,001 for a period of 5 years. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate your time.
Case number